Welcome to Prophecy Insights with Bro Steph. Today is August 14th, 2016, and the title of today's podcast is When is Enough Enough? And so I want to talk about today as our foundational scripture, Matthew 24, verses 15. Through 22. And I want to read that to you. Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place, whoever reads, let him understand. Now, let's pause there a sec and let's identify what the abomination of desolation literally means. Actually, in literal terms, the abomination of desolation is more correctly translated the abomination that makes desolate. The prophecy comes from Daniel, specifically Daniel 9:27, 11:31, 12:11. And it refers to Antiochus the IV, who desecrated the temple, set up the idol to Zeus in it. His actions were a prelude to the ultimate man of sin and what he'll do in AD 70. Titus destroyed Jerusalem, burned the temple down to the ground, and set up an idol to mock the Jews. Significantly, Paul speaks of the Antichrist at the end of times, setting himself up as God in 2 Thessalonians 2:3, chapter 4, Revelation 13, 14, and 15. So that's the abomination that makes desolate, and let's continue to verse 16. When you see the abomination of desolation, verse 16, then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let him who is on the housetop not go down to take anything out of his house. And let him who is in the field not go back to get his clothes. But woe to those who are pregnant and to those who are nursing babies in those days. And pray that your flight may not be in winter or on the Sabbath. For then there will be, now get this word, this is from our Lord, then there will be great tribulation, comma, which means the Lord wants you to really get that thought. For then there will be great tribulation, comma, new idea, new thought. Such has not been since the beginning of the world until this time, comma, no, comma, nor ever shall be. So the great tribulation starts when the abomination that makes desolate occurs. The great tribulation starts, or the wrath of God falls. Now, I want to pause it right there. Let's finish up with verse 22. And unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened. So there won't be a seven-year great tribulation. There's a 3.5 year, 1,260 days, 42 months, or 3.5 years. That's it. Now, It's not 7 years, because if it were 7 years, every human being on the planet would be destroyed. The earth would be completely wiped out. Because when the abomination that makes desolate gets started, that's when the wrath of God falls. Now, people keep saying, look around today. I remember 20 years ago, people said, how bad do things have to get before the Lord comes back? And then 10 years ago, they said, how bad does things have to get before the Lord returns? 5 years ago, how bad do things have to get before the Lord returns? And now people are saying in 2016, how much worse does it have to get before the Lord comes back? Here is the answer. It's in Matthew 24. The verses I just read gives you how bad it can get. Men will go from evil to evil. They'll go from corruption to corruption, perverseness to perverseness, perversity to perversity, evil to evil. They can and will get very bad. When the Antichrist goes into the temple, which from my vantage point, that we don't know exactly when that's going to happen. It could be a year. It could be 10 years. It could be 30 years from now. We just don't know. But if things are bad now, and you go forward 5 more years, imagine how much worse they're going to be. Things are going to get really, really bad before the abomination of desolation takes place and before the wrath of God comes. Now, the good news for us is the wrath of God comes, and before that can come, we will be gone. So between now and the wrath of God, some point between now and the wrath of God, the abomination that makes desolate, the rapture will come, and God will rescue his people. There is a thought in Matthew 22, unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened. Interesting thought in, I want you to go to Isaiah 65, verse 8 and 9. Isaiah 65, verse 8, 9. Listen, and 10, listen to this. Thus says the Lord, as the new wine is found in the cluster, and one says, do not destroy it, for a blessing is in it. So will I do for my servant's sake, that I may not destroy them all. And we know in Zechariah chapter 14, 2/3 or 75% of the Jews are going to die during the wrath of God. Only a remnant is going to be saved in the mountains of Petra. And that's about 30% about 30%. It's going to be like 2/3 will die, 1/3 will be saved. That's a more accurate rendering of that scripture. I will bring, verse 9, I will bring forth descendants from Jacob and from Judah, an heir of my mountains. My elect shall inherit it. My servants shall dwell there. Sharon will or shall be a fold of flocks, and the valley of Achor a place for herds to lie down, for my people who have sought me. So the Jews are going to be protected. 1/3 of them will be protected. And it's just, it's an interesting thought when you go back to Matthew 24 that the word elect there is really describing the Jewish people. So what is the final 7 years or 70th week of Daniel anyway? Just to wrap this up. The final 7 years is a time when God does a few things. He refocuses his attention on the Jews to draw them back to himself. The time of Jacob's trouble found in Jeremiah 30:31, that is a time that is 42 months, 3.5 years. The time of Jacob's trouble, what we call the wrath of God or the great tribulation. 3.5 years, and God is going to use that time of purging to save the remnant of his people. That 1/3 is going to be completely saved. And so, when is enough enough? When the Antichrist goes into the temple and declares himself to be God. In the meantime, things can get and will get extremely bad. But our great hope is Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah. Keep looking up. He's coming back soon. And remember to live out your faith. And if you want to ask Christ into your life, go to brosteph.com. Bye for now.